Colin Crouch. We speak at the end of the week, in which one of the most influential figures, I think, in British social democracy, maybe even European social democracy, has died. David Marquand, at the age of 89, after a long illness. He was a friend of and a colleague of both of us. What was David's contribution, do you think, to the kind of, renewal and development of the social democratic concept?
Well, he as Will Hutton said the other day, he managed to he worked at that very difficult but vital relationship between ethical socialism and progressive liberalism. And I think having that, if you unpack that, says quite a lot. And he was essentially a very moral politician. His main, especially in those last few books he wrote, where he doesn't just do bi a historical biography, he actually writes about Britain today, real contempt for neoliberalism, and awareness at the same time of the impossibility of the far left. He works away at that from a deeply ethical position, and in particular, a sympathy for and a belief in the vitality of community and small groups where people live their lives. Now, normally in the politics of the left, there's a kind of assumption almost shared by everybody that it's the real left, the far left, who stand for moral principle. And as people move off to the right, what they've done is compromise morally. And you believe, and you, what you then advocate is the importance of compromise. What David showed us, he was an example of the ethical centre left, that it was always an ethical position. It's not because he wants to compromise with something. It's his belief is that it's a very human belief in that politics is about real people's lives, and both a big socialist state and neoliberalism both are hostile to those people's lives. And so I think that's where he was. But he might not have been like that all his life, but certainly in the last 20 or so years, that's where he was. And he lived it himself because, as a person, he was a very warm-hearted, generous, welcoming man. I mean, although he was a very big figure, he never acted like a big figure. He was kind, he was friendly. Also, another aspect to him, although he's a classical historian in the British tradition, writes about biographies. He understood the importance of political economy as a discipline. When he was at Sheffield, he set up that Sheffield the political research and political economy research institute. So that was outside, that's outside his comfort zone, actually, but he understood it. He knew where it should go. So.
But I always found him restless like that in terms of moving, shifting. I first came across him really when I read in, the Unprincipled Society. It was published in 1989, which speaks to that divide between mechanical politics, technocratic politics, and moral values-based politics. And the first one always, falls over itself at some stage. And when it does, is there a kind of moral, principled underpinning to it to keep you going and to save yourself? I mean, I think that was, to me, and for, again, going back to Compass, that was one of the big learnings that, it's about the values and the ethics of what you're doing, not just the kind of utility and technical capacity. So I think he said a bit, I mean, that had a big impact, I think.
Yes, and if you understand him in that way, you understand the seriousness of his various political changes. And he got ever so heavily attacked because he's Labour, Labour MP, father of Labour MP, one of the founders of the SDP, then went back to the Labour Party. And then at the very end of his life, when he went to live in Wales, he actually joined Plaid Cymru. Now, that looks as someone who's just washing around, but it is someone who's seeking what he finds, the authentic. He's not a tribal. He's like yourself. He's not a tribalist. I mean, he there's a certain set of values he's pursuing, and different parties might be the vessel of that at different times. But that, remember, my wife and I used to own a house in Italy, and David and Judith came down to visit us once, and they drove down. And the River Rubicon actually runs right through the territory on the way down south of Italy. And he arrived, he said, "I've crossed the Rubicon several times today." I found it a remarkably easy thing to do.
And that, that space he held, as you say, values based. But, I mean, there was a moment, I was sort of pondering on this, after news of his, sad death this week. He was a disciple, a fellow traveller of Roy Jenkins. And there was that moment in British politics in the run-up to 97 election when Tony Blair and Paddy Ashdown, were getting on famously well, and Blair commissioned Roy Jenkins to look into our electoral system. It was almost a kind of David Marquard moment where it could have been really crystallized, and the world would have been really different. And I know that you kind of struggled with the Labour Party when it started commercializing, schools. Their centralization of power, and then their kind of hubris over things like Iraq. It could have been a very different political trajectory if that Jenkins Marquand, merger of social democracy and social liberalism had come together. We could have been in a very different world, couldn't we?
Yes, I agree. Yes. Because David and I edited the Political Quarterly together for about 10 years. And because I was Labour, he was SDP. At those days, the board of the Political Quarterly was very split between the two parties, quite acrimoniously. And he and I were joint editors, meant to be from the two sides. And what we've devoted a lot of our editorials and our special issues to was reconciling these two parts of the left. And it was not that difficult to do, actually. I mean, if your concern is with the issues you care about, then those organizational differences don't actually keep getting in your way. I mean, they do, you emerge into real life, they do, of course, but at the level of thought and what policies to pursue, that there was no need for all that acrimony, actually. It was organizational acrimony. It wasn't philosophical or ethical.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, in the sort of chaotic, volatile nature of politics today, that nuanced, agile, but deeply value-based, notion of what politics is about, I think is going to become more important than ever, or should become more important than ever. And I hope and I think that, we need to keep, David's legacy of ideas and thinking alive, because it feels pretty relevant to me today.
Absolutely, because as political identity declines and as parties are fishing around in a society that they only understand through market research and focus groups, right? For a modern politician to keep some ethical grounding, whether it's of the right or the left or the centre, is very, very difficult. Yeah, and it is sustaining that Marquand kind of political debate, that sort of discussing those sorts of issues prominently. That it is absolutely vital.
Thanks, Colin, for joining us and remembering David Marquand and the work he did, and more importantly, the impact that he needs to have on us in the months, years, and decades to come.